I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of the Carolina Hurricanes equipment manager and why he was pressed into service as a goalie during a real game. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
San Diego is about to become a second-rate city, at least by one measure. The Chargers are headed to Los Angeles, so I guess that makes L.A. a doubly first-rate city.
Yes, breaking news. Noted extortionists move to greener pasture, bigger suckers. This is a result of the citizens of San Diego declining to have their pockets picked by the owners of the Chargers.
And so I would imagine they having expressed the desire to not have their pockets picked, there won't be a gigantic migration from San Diego north to L.A.
I suspect not, no. But then again, Los Angeles has a long and proud history of ignoring professional football. So now they'll have two teams to ignore.
Former football and baseball star Bo Jackson told USA Today this week that he wouldn't allow his kids to play football. He recommended, quote, baseball, basketball, soccer, golf, just anything but football. He was citing the injury risks we now know about. I wonder if kids will listen to Bo Jackson.
I hope so. I mean, you know, because Bo Jackson was a magnificent athlete whose career as a magnificent athlete was cut short by an injury that he probably only would get in football, which is the destruction of his hip and the really kind of awful notion of the blood supply to his hip being interrupted.
All right, here's my favorite college football headline of the week. Quote, was Clemson, Alabama, the most exciting championship game in recent memory? It just seems to me that that depends on the age of the football fan to whom you pose the question, doesn't it?
Well, not just that. There haven't been that many championship games. All of the actual national championship games have occurred in recent memory. That having been said, only the Southern Cal-Texas game where Vince Young won the national championship for Texas comes close to the game last week.
Many Clemson fans were delighted with the result of that championship game, of course. My understanding is that many bookmakers were not.
Yeah, they took a monstrous bath on this, apparently. And I'm not exactly sure why. I mean, if you were going to plunge on a team playing Alabama, number one, Clemson came very close to beating them last year. And number two, the Alabama coaching staff was in a bit of chaos. So that would seem to me to be a fairly decent underdog bet. But I'll tell you, this always brings back the great Dan Jenkins line from one of his novels, I forget which, where somebody says Vegas says this, Vegas says that, and another character says, if Vegas is so smart, how come it's in Nevada?
Jaromir Jagr, he of nearly 2,000 career points, had previously said that he would play in the NHL until he was 50, and he revised that promise this week. He said he was going to play till he's 55. He's 45 now, and this week he said, I feel good, no problems.
Yeah, and not only that, he's licensing his name for new products, including a beer, which will be called, wait for it, Jagr Lager.
Of course, it's Jaromir Lager.
And when you serve it in the TD North Garden in Boston, it will, of course, be Jagr Lager.
The NBA has been playing games in London. The Pacers face the Nuggets at the O2 Arena on Thursday. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said this week that his goal is to make basketball Britain's number two sport. You like his chances?
It's got a shot. I think it certainly has a better shot than American football does because of the international market penetration that American basketball already has. I think with a concerted push, he could probably do that, but it would still be very far behind what they call football.
Commissioner Silver also said that the NBA is going to consider rules that will speed up the end of games, citing a recent game between Houston and Oklahoma City that took almost 9 minutes to play the last 24 seconds. This sounds like a very good idea to me.
Yeah, but his reasoning is so awful. It's basically to retain younger fans who have increasingly short attention spans. There's nothing anybody's going to do about that. The young people are going to have increasingly short attention spans until they have none at all.
Yeah, but as an older person whose attention span is about what it's been for however many years, I don't like the end of these basketball games where it takes 6 minutes to play 12 seconds.
I never understood this argument. I never understood the baseball game argument. You're getting more sports. Why do you care?
No, you're getting more guys standing around until the referee finally gets impatient and blows the whistle and says, for goodness sake, let's play some basketball.
But you get a longer period of not doing the stuff you should be doing instead of watching sports. I have no problem with that.
At Sunday's Golden Globes, Charlie, Meryl Streep gave a speech after receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award, and she got in a dig at mixed martial arts, which she said was not arts at all. Ultimate Fighting Championship President Dana White called her, quote, an uppity 80-year-old lady. So he missed by 13 years. But is Mr. White's business enterprise art?
No. I mean, I don't think it is. I mean, martial arts, as they were originally conceived, did have an element of art to them. What Mr. White puts together are gladiatorial contests. So, no, Ms. Streep has the better of this argument.
Finally, Charlie, Bill Walton was, of course, a great basketball player. What was he doing?
And the greatest human being alive.
One of them up there. What was he doing last weekend on a TV program devoted to college football, and why was he dressed up as Uncle Sam, assuming Uncle Sam would wear a jacket with glitter all over it?
Because he's Bill Walton. I hope he does NCAA tournament games in that getup.
He's the world's tallest
Uncle Sam. He is Uncle Sam. Why can't he be the symbol for the nation?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.